This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Around the same time Amazon said it wouldn't pursue a new headquarters in New York City, GE announced it's dramatically downsizing its planned move to Boston. The company will now rent office space there instead of building a 12-story office tower, and it will repay some of the $87 million in incentives it received to make the move. Maybe it's just a coincidence, but these two major deals falling apart has us wondering. As cities and states find themselves courting these big investments, what happens when those deals don't work out as planned? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
In the battle to lure companies and the jobs they bring, states have to be careful, says Terry Rapan at the University of Virginia.
You want to cover yourself by only paying out when they meet certain performance thresholds, jobs, capital investment, wages.
Any upfront payment or incentive should be subject to clawbacks, money that has to be repaid if the company doesn't deliver on what it promises. States are increasingly savvy about protecting themselves, says Josh Goodman with the Economic Development Tax Incentives Project at the Pew Charitable Trusts. But they need to be better at understanding the impact of the incentives they create.
Our research shows that 20 states don't have any consistent process in place for evaluating the effectiveness of tax incentives. Those states might have studied one incentive program at one particular time, but there's no consistent process for measuring the effectiveness of these programs.
And even with performance targets and clawbacks, there are costs states may not be able to recoup if a deal goes bad. Greg Leroy is the executive director at Good Jobs First, a nonprofit watchdog group on economic development.
If you spend a lot of money on infrastructure and suddenly it's not getting utilized, that could be a lost investment. Staff time.
And then there's the opportunity cost, the other ways states could have spent that funding.
What if you had spent the same amount of money in your community college customized training program and your graduate engineering software programs and your public transportation structures?
In other words, investments that would have benefited many employers instead of a select few. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.